Well, schools are always calling Vanderbilt asking for permission to talk to this guy.
And well, they should.
They're turned down at every corner. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, in our Ferguson Showroom hotline. Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good.
Hey, Joe, I want to ask you this. Is what Mark just said about Tuberville and indoor facilities, yeah. That's the way to go these days. You need that to not only just the facilities. You always got to upgrade because kids are, you know, definitely the shock and awe when you go to a school more than you think. But indoor facilities, that's a big a big kind of step for your program.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's a lot of coaches now. excuse me, when they start negotiating, it's not just about dollars. A lot of times facilities are involved. Remember when Tim Corbin was courted here at Vanderbilt a couple of times, those conversations quickly turned to, facilities, to improving, practice areas and things like that. So I don't think it's uncommon for that to be included in a negotiation.
And I think Rodriguez last year, when he was, kind of delving into the Alabama thing, that's what he used at West Virginia, is to kind of get more facilities.
Because that's so big in recruiting, you're absolutely right. You want to bring the guys on campus or the athletes on campus and have them, go wow at your facilities, because everybody's got them now, so you have to try to keep pace.
An indoor facility is something Vanderbilt has looked at, or at least, had on its wish list for football, right?
Yeah, they have. Right now, I think the focus in regard to football, anyway, is on a combination of a renovation of the stadium and a new football building facility that would house offices and meeting rooms and those kind of things. And I think that's kind of on the drawing board right now. The indoor facility would be somewhere down the road. The other issue that Vanderbilt has, unfortunately, is being sort of landlocked.
I was going to say, where do you put it?
I don't know where you put it, and so. That's really an issue for not just for athletics, but for anybody on the Vanderbilt campus. The only way to build on that campus now is up, really, for the most part. So maybe a covered field on the top of a parking garage or something. I don't know.
Or go underground.
Yeah, who knows? But that is a big challenge.
Sorry, you could have the McGugan bunker over there. Well, a big win for Melanie Balcom's team last night against Duke. For however much revenge you can get from one season to the next, they got it with the double-figure win.
And, Joe, a nice subplot to that. Jessica Moody, a sophomore out of Hillsboro, the high score was 16. You knew what you were getting with Christina Worth. She chipped in with 15, but Moody really turned out to be the star of the game.
Yeah, she was a big part of that game. Really helped turn it around down the stretch, especially defensively. Even though she scored, as you said, 16 points, I think her defense and her intensity was a really big part of that. She got, for lack of a better word, she got benched earlier in the season from the starting lineup. Was still playing, but not starting, and she came in off the bench and is really. Lit things up, took it to heart, and this was a win they really wanted. It's a national team, a national significance, a team that had beaten them three straight times, and so it means a lot to get a win like that. It was funny. They had a big win like that last year, I guess, in the season finale against an LSU team that was a top five team. But to win one out of conference, I think, means a lot for them.
And Joe, real quick, let's preview the South Alabama game tonight for the Commodores.
4-2, close loss at Ole Miss. A team that's always got a lot of speed and a lot of athletes. This is a team, their South Alabama team, that's got a lot of transfers, JUCO transfers, as well as regular school transfers. So they've got a lot of experienced players. They won't be intimidated playing in an SEC school. This is a tough game. It's a game Vanderbilt's going to have to be very solid in to defend the home court.
And South Alabama has a new coach with John Pelfrey leaving there to go to Arkansas.
Exactly. So you don't quite know what you're going to get, but they'll be ready to go. And coming off of a win on Monday, so both teams pretty well rested, I think, too.
Joe, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
7 o'clock, guys. We'll see you.